And now I'm joined up in the booth as well by our winning pitcher from Game 2, and that, of course, Jared Hanson. The Central Michigan commit finishes with a final line, 5.2 innings pitch on 104 pitches thrown, 9 strikeouts, 4 walks, and 2 hits, just 2 runs allowed. Jared, after this performance, just the 2 hits, 9 strikeouts following your performance against North Central on Saturday, the no-hitter, 16 punch-outs, do you think there's going to come a point this season where the opposing coaches are going to start asking to like see your birth certificate or something when you're going out to play?
I don't think so at some point. It's just in the UP, just being able to throw this hard, and my off-speed's been working, and just been working on that off-speed, and when it's working, I'm really happy being successful with it.
Well, the off-speed was working, and so was the fastball. It felt like for much of that game, the Braves hitters were trying to catch up to it. Walk us through your process for picking your pitches and how you were feeling throwing those fastballs tonight.
Yeah, it really depends on the guy, because I know a lot of them, especially Cam Kelly, he really sits on that fastball, and if you leave him there, he's going to send it out of here like Bond did. And so I got to pick and choose when I start off with a cutter, when I start off with the fastball, and just goes batter to batter.
So I have no doubts that the result the first time you guys met Gladstone earlier in the year was a disappointment for you especially. So how does it feel to get back on the mound and to just shut them down the way you did tonight?
It feels great because I knew the first game I didn't play up to what I should have and what I could have, and I knew tonight that I had to come back, and it was my last game against Gladstone. So it feels pretty great to be able to be successful tonight.
Right. So then, of course, 7-2 over you guys' last 10 games. You guys are really getting the ball rolling at the right time, coming into midseason form. How do you keep it rolling against Green Bay tomorrow?
I know Bond's got to throw some strikes, and we got to keep the bats going because against Nagani, we got him going today. We got him going against some really good pitchers, and Preble's going to have some really good pitchers, but keep the bats going and limit the walks.
All right. Awesome. Well, Jared, thank you so much for your time. Congratulations on a heck of a performance on the mound today.
Thank you.